Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. It should be no secret that the producers of these programs strongly believe that human life starts with conception, which means the killing of innocent human life is always wrong. Abortion is always wrong. There cannot be any exceptions allowing it in one way or another. In our free booklet, Are You Already Born Again?, we are showing some amazing parallels between the creation of human life in the mother's womb and the creation of spiritual life in the womb of the spiritual mother, the Church. It's a time when someone receives the Holy Spirit and becomes spiritually begotten or conceived. The human baby grows in the womb of his or her mother until he or she is born. The spiritually begotten Christian grows in the body of Christ until he or she is also born as a God being in the family of God. Now, there are many more striking parallels proving from God's word that abortion is wrong, that aborting human life is ungodly. I come back to this booklet at the end of this program. But what about IVF? The Federalist wrote on August 27, "The intentional ending of an innocent human life is always wrong. So too then is every abortion and every destruction of a human embryo by an IVF clinic." Now, IVF stands for in vitro fertilization. In vitro is Latin and means in glass, describing a scientific experiment. The article goes on to say, "However, a majority of Americans will never vote to ban all abortions or prohibit the destruction of embryos created for IVF. Our country has tumbled too far down the slope of situational ethics, brainwashed along the way with the rhetoric of choice. And if the overturning of Roe v. Wade proved anything," now Roe v. Wade, of course, a Supreme Court decision describing and classifying the right to abortion as fundamental, the article says, "It was that a large swath of Americans will readily accept the lies of abortion apologists to prevent even a hypothetical complete ban on abortion, even if that means sacrificing a few thousand near-term babies." The Republican platform and the Trump-Vance ticket has abandoned any effort to advance pro-life positions and, to the contrary, appear supportive of the unregulated destruction of human embryos through IVF. And Harris will most certainly and most assuredly be the most pro-abortion president ever elected. The Trump-Vance ticket is allowing for exceptions to abortions and, as this article points out, apparently also for IVF procedures. Trump has said that there have to be exceptions because otherwise we will not be electable. And of course, when it comes to Harris, we have Democrats supporting the right to abortion, Democrats who are confessing and practicing Catholics, and so their church actually prohibits this, but they stand up for it anyway. So, based on all of this, there are really no good choices for voting-hungry Americans, especially those who believe in the sanctity of life, who believe that human life begins at the time of conception. Now, when it comes to IVF clinics and IVF procedures, the Heritage Foundation wrote the following article on February 15, 2023. IVF is a process whereby ova are fertilized with sperm in a laboratory rather than in a woman's body. The resulting live embryo is then implanted in the biological mother or a surrogate. For those who believe that life begins at conception, IVF is morally troubling indeed. To date, over 1 million babies have been born using IVF. Now, that was at the beginning of 2023. It's probably even more now. Another 1 million embryos are frozen. They are disposable babies due to common IVF practices like embryo destruction, freezing, genetic testing, and genetic editing. Let's take embryo destruction. IVF is an attractive option for couples who are struggling with infertility, same-sex couples, and single persons. To raise their odds of success, doctors create multiple embryos. After testing them for genetic problems or physical traits, they then destroy the quote-unquote unfit embryos. The remaining embryos are either implanted or frozen. Embryo freezing serves many purposes in each case. It allows men and women to delay childbearing beyond natural normal limits. Stories like the embryos created in 1992, but not born until 30 years later, will only become more common. Still, many don't realize that only 53% of destroyed embryos, rather of defrosted embryos, result in a live birth. Only 53% of defrosted embryos survive. When it comes to genetic testing, doctors routinely destroy the embryos suspected of carrying traits a parent deems undesirable. If they're hoping for a male baby, out go the female embryos. Embryos with a treatable disease face a similar fate. Genetic editing takes this process one step further. It alters the very makeup of an embryo. It can be used to change an embryo's IQ, physical ability, or the ability to contract a disease. Rather than accepting children as gifts, IVF treats children like products to be bought, sold, or designed. The Bible talks in the book of Revelation about the Babylonian system where souls of men are being bought and sold. Worse, the article goes on to say, it destroys embryos that are deemed not good enough. Any practice that destroys or subverts innocent human life, even at the earliest stages, is at odds with pro-life principles. More importantly, it's at odds with God's commandments, one of which says, you shall not kill. Most today do not care about God. Most today do not care about what God says. Now, the Alabama Supreme Court has, for all practical purposes, ended access to IVF clinics and their procedures in February of 2024, saying that embryos created through IVF are children and should not be destroyed under their wrongful death statute. But in June of 2024, the Texas Supreme Court refused to address the question whether a frozen embryo has the same rights as a living child, allowing for all practical purposes the continued access to IVF clinics and their procedures. We are saying the following in our free booklet, Are You Already Born Again? God created man. God decreed that we should understand by looking at the development of the physical embryo or fetus, the process of our spiritual birth into the family of God. He told us in Romans chapter 1 and verse 20, for since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Thank you very much for watching. This is Norbert Lenk for the Standing Watch program.